once again. A blessed eternal Father, we want to return to you, praises and honor this morning for spending our lives to see another beautiful morning which begins another week. Lord, thank you for seeing us through this past week. Thank you for the activities done. Thank you for your cares, your blessings, your protection. In the many ways that you have shown to us your love and mercy, we are grateful to you. Thank you for your program, Heavenly Father, that continues. But in spite of things that are going on in the world, of which many this program of yours, many are not aware, but we are grateful to the number among them that are well informed. And we are grateful to you. This information that we have is not for fun, it's for us to make ourselves ready. Father Lord, thank you for because these materials are available to make the bride ready. We thank you. We appreciate you for your help upon our lives. And that we are committing ourselves to you, that you continue to work upon us, Lord, to come to that standard you have earmarked for us. Thank you, Father. Take control of the services of today. While we look unto you for mercy, Lord, for ourselves, asking for the forgiveness of our sins. Lord, things that the enemy might see in our lives, that might point accusing finger to, that might rob us of your blessings. Father, we pray you will forgive us and stand for us this hour and glorify your name. Our desire, Lord, is to partake of your blessing in all in the fullness of it. Lord, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the increase of faith, Lord, the restoration of backslidden in heart to you, the calling of sinners unto you, and Lord, the leading of sins to higher ground, the healing of the sick. Lord, you said that let the weak say, I am strong. Lord, we pray, Lord, you will minister to your people. You sent your word and you will heal them. Lord, everything that you are known by, things that we have read about you, things that we have seen you do, testimonies that we have heard about your power, of your greatness, Master Savior, we desire to witness the same in our midst, in our lives. Lord, grant it unto the Father as we commit ourselves unto you, that you take all the glory and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise be to God. God bless you. Let's open our Bible to 2 Peter chapter 3 as we read from verse 1 to the end. This second epistle, beloved, and I write unto you the both which are stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that the hour shall come in the last days, couples walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, are the same water kept in store, reserve unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering. To us word not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, and the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the heavens shall melt with fervent heat. The heart also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And I can, by the long suffering of our Lord the salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are written, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are learned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. You can please be seated while we take about Revelation chapter 21, from verse 1 to 7. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst for the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. God bless the reading of his words to our hearts. God bless you. As we continue with our Sunday school lesson, the future hope of the heavenly bride and the happy bride. This is not a preaching service. This is a teaching service. So you will not expect me to rush, because we have to help ourselves as we continue in the teaching. And I do hope that the Holy Spirit, the writer of the word and the interpreter of the same, he wrote the word and he is the interpreter of the same word. And what he does is that he interprets it to his own elect. And that is why Abraham told us that we might be both young and I'll be preaching this gospel of salvation to you. He said, except God shows you, gives you the revelation of what you are hearing, he said, you give you nothing. He said, we have started as young people and now we are old. He said, if what we've been preaching to, what I've been preaching to us, is not mixed with faith, And that faith, according to the message, is the revelation of the will of God. Faith is simply the revelation of the will of God. What God wants. No man has right to interpret the scripture. It is the Holy Spirit as the interpreter. And God has chosen to interpret the word to us today through his mouthpiece.
Praise be to God.
And so, as we hear the word of God in the Sunday school, in the morning service, in the evening service, on Wednesday, during the tape service, whatever, the Holy Spirit, the writer of the word, must come to you, must come to me, and give me the understanding which is what God wants me to know. The revelation of the will of God.
May the Lord be our heaven.
Abraham, let me just reflect on this a little bit. Abraham told us here, let me close this. I want to read from the spoken word of the original sin. The spoken word of the original sin. I'm reading from paragraph 770. The spoken word, 62, March 18. Jesus said, "He that receiveth them that I send receives me. And now them that he sent, and them that receive me receive him that sent me." Which we have time to linger on that. He said, "You can only serve God. You can only serve God on earth." You can only serve God as you do and believe the servants that God sent. You can only serve God on earth, see, as God's servants that are sent on earth by divine inspiration interprets the word to you. You believe that? Now, this servants, not the fivefold, because the fivefold has no right to interpret the scripture. Abraham, in his simplicity, says this so that people will not think he's the only one. He's referring to himself. But we know by the fulfillment of scripture of today, only William Brown has the right to interpret scripture. Are you with me? Are you with me? Only William, I think, and that is what we are gathered here unto. It is the interpretation given divinely by William Abraham to any scripture. That is what God is going to use to judge the world. It is what William Abraham says about. God is the messenger, is the star messenger to the age. Find out what William Abraham says about anything. I stay you with it. We can only serve God as we do, as we believe the servant of God that are sent to us, and as they interpret the scripture to us. In all the ages, they've done that in their time. But in our age, there's only one man that is qualified that has the ministry of infallibility. The ministry of responsibility is the ministry you cannot find fault with, that cannot make a mistake. It cannot make a mistake. Because it is God again fulfilling his promises. Just like when Jesus came in the first instance, in the first time, he did not make a mistake. He can't come again here and come and make a mistake. Because it's the fulfillment of scripture, which is not you that is fulfilling, it is God that has made the promise. All the promises that is fulfilling them. Praise be to our God.
So we can only serve God. And serving God is not just serving God. It means serving God acceptably. We can only serve God acceptably as we believe the word interpreted to us by the prophet.
God bless you.
All right. We will take, as we are looking at the different stages of redemption, when the prophet told us that in the same process that God got to the heart that we are coming to dwell upon, I pray that the Lord will cause us to recognize our position
and take our position and move forward from there. So, here we come again.
We have been talking about this. I want to project the charts. Abraham referred to the charts to explain to us the three stages. The three stages are so crucial to is a process of Christian growth, which are enabled by grace. Justification is by grace. It's the work of grace. Sanctification is the work of grace. And the filling of the Holy Spirit is the completion of the work of grace. Praise be to God. These are the three chords that are represented by the three stages. The outer court is what you see open. No roof there. That's where you see. You can see the fence run. That outer court is where you see the prison altar, where they are burning the animals. You see two people there with something. That's the outer court. And the prophet gave us the characteristics that there's no roof. It can be cloudy, it can be sunny. So the person's spiritual experience is not stable. You can be happy today, tomorrow is not happy. You just have to serve God today, and tomorrow you might feel okay that you was serving God. You know, like the explanation I gave about the bed in the bush. You know, sometimes it will be very fine, and sometimes it's rough. It doesn't watch it sometimes. But if the person is an elect of God, God comes down to give grace. So that is the stage of justification. After repenting and water baptism, it moves to this outer court, which we have dealt with very plentifully. Have been speaking. Praise be to God. The prophet told us the characteristics of this person, as the prophet drew a chart of the board also, to tell us that the person in that stage has a snake in his heart, and that is what generates all the evil. All the evil that we find written in the scripture. Not only in Galatians chapter 5, the rest of the scripture where the Bible talks about anything evil. Because make a tree good, and the fruit will be good. If the tree is bad, a bad tree will produce bad fruit. And by their fruit you shall know them. Praise be to God. And so we move on to the stage of sanctification. I just do believe that our understanding of justification has been able to help those who are in that stage to know that they are to move, they are to improve, they are to progress, they are to ask God to bring sanctification to them.
Praise be to God.
Now, this chart that we have here, you see okay, give us the second one. So that will give us better explanation. All right. That same chart you saw,
is the floor plan of it.
They enter from there. That yellow is the prison altar. And you see that way, that's where you see the blue lever, that is the outer court that is open. And then you see the second layer, where you see the golden candlestick. That's the second layer, that's the stage of sanctification. And you see the candlestick. The prophet told us sometimes the candle can be smoking. The light here, this place depends on the light of the candle, not the light of the sun. Is the light of the candle, sometimes the candle can be smoky, and all of the experience there is what we want to look at. Praise be to God. Now, somebody who moves into this place, the grace of God that started with that person at justification has increased in the life of that person to bring sanctification to the person. Let me read it from the Sermon Book, Future Hope, paragraph 95 to 97. Now, notice sanctification, second stage of it, cleanses the mind, sets the heart, the mind of the heart, in order of holiness. A man can repent of sin and is still thinking, well, maybe he's an immoral man. Every immoral woman he finds is still there. Maybe he's a drunkard. Every time he smells the drink, he's still there. See, but when he gets sanctified, that cleanses that desire out of him. See, he takes the want of it away. He can still be tempted, but he takes the want of it away. Still, if he is not right. That is the stage of sanctification. Let's see more of this. Okay? All right. From hearing, recognizing, and acting on the word of God, paragraph 108. It's preaching ever since the February 21. And he gets sanctified. He can shout, praise the Lord, do some things too. Go out and do things. Remember, Jesus said that that type will be there at that day. Many will come and say, Lord, have not I prophesied, preached? Have not I cast out devils in your name? Jesus said, I didn't even know you, workers of iniquity. In the chart that the prophet drew on the board, the prophet emphasized to us that the snake that was in the heart of the other fellow, can you get us that chart where the snake is? The prophet told us that the snake that was in the heart of the first man, I told you that there are supposed to be three charts here. And I drew the third one on the board when we were speaking of it. Because this speaks of somebody who has all these kind of things. The justification stage that the prophet gave us a chart. But sanctification takes away the snake, the want of it. But the nature, the Adamic nature, is still there in sanctification. The person is not yet converted. The blood applied only to the heart of that person to take away the willing, the wanting of doing it, but the will not to do is not given to that person. The will, the power, the victorious power that will keep him from doing it is not given to him. Because it takes the body to do it, which is power for service. This guy has been sanctified, has been set aside for service. Not yet in service. His heart, he still has a damaged nature in his heart. The snake has been taken away from the car, but the Adamic nature is there. But what God did is that he applied the blood to cleanse this person, to cleanse the want of it from him. And that is why the prophet said, a man that is sanctified can live fine life, and is the dangerous stage. The person can assume that he or she is filled with the Holy Spirit. Can be fine. The prophet says it's fine. Except for they can still be tempted. That tempting can still be tempted at all. Because the power of victory is not yet there. So that is why the person can still be tempted. Can go a long way, fine, and the rest of it. Because the light that is enjoying is a candle light. It's not the Shekinah glory light. So the prophet emphasized that to us so well to make us to understand that the Adamic nature remains, but the person has been cleansed, is set aside for service, but not yet in service. In other words, the person is not a true worshiper. According to John chapter 4, the Father seeketh they that will worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, this stage that we talk about, the true worshiper is the person that is in the top stage that is filled with the Holy Spirit. That's the person that is fellowshipping with God, that has fulfilled the purpose of redemption. The rest, they are still outside of the veil. The one is just the veil, outside of the veil. I have crossed the ribbon veil, where the glory never fails. And where the glory never fails is the third level, which is the stage of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the holiest of holy, or the most holy place. The life of a man is sanctification. It takes a man that is with the Holy Spirit to know that a man in justification is not yet filled with the Holy Ghost. Because it takes a spiritual man to judge another person. Okay, let's come to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, if I'm correct. Let me see if we can get us. 1 Corinthians. Is it Romans? Sorry. Just let me. I search for us. Judges. Him says it's not God. Oh, trying to remember the scripture. Yeah, chapter 2. I'm correct. First Corinthians chapter 2. Let's see, verse 15. I'm correct. All right. I just didn't look at it very well. All right, remember from verse 12.
Okay.
Let's read from verse 10. For God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given unto us. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, you see, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Comparing spiritual things to spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. They are spiritually discerned. It takes a man that is filled with the Holy Spirit to have true discernment of things. He can discern an action. That's why the prophet said, Don't discern the action of the man. You can discern the spirit that is trying to, that is responding for the action. You discern the spirit that is responding for that action. The prophet said, we discern the spirit that is in the man, not the man. You don't discern the man. It is the spirit that is motivating the action of the man that will discern. And if that spirit, if the motive behind that is wrong, then the person is condemned before God. So it takes a spiritual man to really discern. That's why the prophet says that if I talk to a man 1 minute, he said, I will know whether he's filled with the Holy Spirit or not. Whether he's a Christian or not. He says, so also. And you can only do that if you have the Holy Spirit. And that is why most times it's very difficult for a brother or a sister to discern the true nature of the spouse. When you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, you cannot. You cannot. So the importance of the Holy Spirit in marriage can never be overemphasized. Because that is the anchor in marriage. That what we see through where there are challenges that you have never envisaged. That's the only anchor. So it is not just everybody's getting married, I must also get married. No. I'm not talking about those who have just married. But remember, this is the truth of the scripture. So what will we say that discernment is important? The Holy Spirit being in us is the one that helps us to discern. Okay? I've not finished that. So they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things. Yet he himself is judge of no man. Because he knows what to do. He has discernment of what is right. Because the spirit that dwells in him reveals to him the will of God. He has the revelation of God's will. So that helps him to know it is the will of God. He has the discernment of what is right and what is wrong. So he's able to differentiate between the two and it takes the right step. So you can't condemn him. So, but he has the ability to look at every other action and see that, oh, this is not right. This is not right. Discernment. So the person in sanctification is also not a worshiper. He's a worshiper, but not a true worshiper. The person in sanctification is trying to. The prophet taught us about two things. Yeah, that is being in Christ and trying to. I can't remember the two words. Can't remember the two words now. Yes. The prophet emphasized those things very, very well. He said, take the Holy Spirit. He said, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, then you are believing in him. Believing unto, yes, and believing him. So he said, it is when you are filled with the Holy Spirit that you are believing in Christ. He said, until you are filled with the Holy Ghost, he said, you are believing unto. So the person in justification, the person in sanctification, they are believing unto. It is the man that is filled with the Holy Spirit that is believing in Christ. Praise be to our God. Right? We're talking about the characteristics of the stages. And this is for the purpose of us identifying ourselves. And you get sanctified. You can shout, praise the Lord. Come back to our quotes before this time. Guess what's around here? You can shout, praise the Lord. Do things to go out and do things. Remember, Jesus said, all right, I think we've read this part now. Paragraph 1:5 of the same. And the Lord said, all right, I will do that. I will apply the blood of Jesus Christ and sanctify him. Then I want to read from question and answer. And this man, before this damn church was out of here. The prophet said, in other words, question and answer, 61, October 15. I'm reading paragraph 79. In other words, a man comes to justification, he goes say, I believe I want to preach the word. He gets saved. He said, I am tired of sin. All right. Then he goes out, and first he still smokes, and maybe lost or something. After a while, he says, God, this is not becoming to a Christian, especially a minister, to look upon women in the way, to smoke cigarette, or I do take a sociable drink or beer with the fellows, and even my congregation, but I don't sin. But it does seem right. Sanctify the Lord. And then the Lord sanctifies him. Takes all the lost away from him. Everything. Then he is a sanctified person. Then what God presents to him is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. After sanctification. May the Lord be our help. We will continue with this again as the Lord gives us the grace. Shall we bow down our heads?
Blessed Lord, we are happy again to be back to your house this morning. We thank you for the weekend and the activities and your protection and cares and blessings. We are very grateful, Lord. Lord, your word has gone forth in simplicity again this morning. Lord, you are the writer of the word. You are the interpreter of the same. You are the revealer of the same. You are the quickener of the same. You are the one that gives ability for man to understand and live by the same. We pray, Father, that as we have said that, listen to your word, Lord, may it not pass through one ear and come out for the other. May your heart, our heart, O God, be the receiving of your word. Just like David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Thank you, Father. The purpose of bringing this teaching unto us is that we might be, our nature might be changed, and take your nature and be able to live as you want us to live. In the actual sense, you living in us. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Blessed be thy name. Bless your servant, replenish it for the virtue that has left it. As we prayerfully are in expectation for further blessings for the rest of the services today. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen.